You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Hello, it's the 26th of May 2021, and as you can imagine, this month not only have I had lots of phone calls about leather jackets, but I've had loads of calls about fuzz and should we be spraying for it. Now, throughout the month, my advice has been to leave it well alone and stick to your normal May game plan. After all, the weather's going to pick up at some point, isn't it? Surely, please. But as you can imagine, once I've engaged with people and I said there's no need to spray, it's going to grow out, they continue to throw WhatsApp messages at me saying, are you sure it's going to grow out, Glenn? And I continue to wish that I had said early, go and apply FR321. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar, FR321 is a one-box solution that we've put together at Syngenta for exactly these kind of weather conditions. In that box, you get Heritage, there is Medallion, and there is Rider, all boxed up together in exactly the right ratio for these kind of conditions. But I didn't advise that at the beginning of May because I didn't foresee a May like this. Now, we all know it's been wet, but I feel like we've underestimated the impact of the lower temperatures we're seeing. So what I've done is I've worked out the average temperature for May for my home address down here on the South Coast since 1984. And you can see, looking through that data, which is all in the blog, the average temperature for May should be around 12 degrees. But we are currently sitting, and I've used the forecast for the last 3 or 4 days of the month, we're currently sitting at 9.8 degrees as an average, so under 10 degrees as an average. Now, to put that into perspective, when you do the same exercise for October, your October average is 11.5. So on average, a May is warmer than an October, but this year we are significantly colder than October, and we are pretty close to the 8 degrees average we get in November. So May's temperatures have been closer to November's average temperatures than October's. Now that's quite worrying when we think about the level of fusarium pressure we get at the other end of the year. And you can start to see why we've seen it rumbling on so long. So May has been much closer to November than October temperatures. And we've been right in that perfect temperature range. And there has been no shortage of leaf moisture to add to that equation. So how unusual is this? What are the agronomic odds? Well, in 38 years that I've got documented in this table, we have only been below 10 degrees twice. So the odds are pretty long, 18 to 1 in fact, 18 to 1 odds of being below 10 degrees on average in May. So bearing that in mind, I'm confident that I put my money on the right horse at the beginning of the month. However, hindsight is a wonderful thing and I'd wish I'd backed for many people the other horse and said go for it. But never mind, I think most people have managed to create some really good putting surfaces through this. And assuming you've managed to present good putting surfaces, then we've got to this point now and I would steer away from another fungicide. You should be moving into some better temperatures soon, although I said that 4 weeks ago, and we will be moving forward. However, there is a caveat here. What we've got is a larger level of fusarium than we would like. So we need to be aware it can take off at any point given the wrong conditions. Keep an eye on that forecast, and if you're planning to get out and work really hard with the verticuts, whether you're looking to smother those greens in top dressing, if you're looking to push those things a bit harder than you'd like, if you're putting things in place that are likely to drive that pressure, then I think it's really worth considering that FR321 box set, which is a great combination of the systemic longevity of Heritage and the spore population knockdown properties of Medallion, all coupled with Rider to try and give you a really good colour uplift. And a lot of greens I'm seeing at the moment are looking a bit pale and a bit pasty. We're in a perfect temperature range for that. And we seem to be stuck in that temperature range as well. We're all getting very excited about 20 degree temperatures at the weekend. That really isn't that positive for this time of year, and it shows exactly where we are. Look, there's a link to all of that stuff on my blog. Take a look at it. And if you want any more, or if you've got any more questions about FR321 or you want some data, there is a link to a blog all about it on there. And yeah, but I'm pretty confident that will start growing out on you soon. Just if you're going to go out there, smother things in top dressing or work them really hard with the verticuts, you might want to think about it, particularly if this weather does hang around a bit longer. It is not looking like we're going to jump out of it anytime soon. But anyway, fingers crossed for a really decent June and a decent bank holiday weekend. Look after yourselves and stay safe. Cheers.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.